是靠佛菩萨还是靠我们自己？
靠我们自己。
只有靠我们自己啊？
还不如大家说。
上次我们讲两个条件，对不对？是有佛的本愿力，还有我们自己，我们自己修行累积的功德，两个成就的，齁，所以很重要的。
So, Amitabha, welcome everyone. I'm very happy to learn about Buddha Dharma and share Buddha Dharma here together with you today. So we had last week we had a talk about Buddhism, Pure Land and Pure Land in human realm. Is there anything that leave deep impression on you? So.Sorry, we have Bodhisattva that shared that they learned about Pure Land last time, and Fashi asked, so who needs to be involved to create and complete a Pure Land? And our Bodhisattva shared, we need ourselves to dignify and purify Pure Land. And Fashi reminded us that we also need Buddha and Bodhisattva's help.To create the Pure Land.
好，那所以我们那时候说，菩萨会做的成，要为了成佛，菩萨会做两件重要的事是什么？还记得吗？一个是什么？庄严国土，另外一个呢？成就众生，成熟众生，这是菩萨做的。重要的两件事，也唯有做这两件事，我们才有办法成就我们的佛道。那诸位都称呼诸位菩萨叫菩萨，所以是不是要学菩萨学佛？
是，
所以要不要做这两件事？
要。
So last time we shared that in order to attain Buddhahood, there are two important things that a Bodhisattva needs to do. The first is to purify and dignify the Buddha land, and the second is to help sentient beings to grow and mature in their practice. And so every one of us, we call us Bodhisattva, we call you Bodhisattva, so we, should we do these things?Yes, we should.
好，那我们上次有介绍四种净土，对不对？好，哪四种？复习一下。什么？人间净土。天国净土。佛国净土。自心净土。所以介绍了四种净土。可是那时候我稍微提到一下，对不对？就是说这四种净土，就算讲人间净土，那时候提到也不是指我们人间净土，不存在我们的人间。好，所以在我们的净土思想里头呢，我们都知道净土是我们大小圣共同的理想之外，那在对我们好各家，虽然佛教有各家不同的说法，但大致来讲是讲佛国净土，并不是在人间的。就算在人间有提到《法华经》的什么灵山净土，就是佛见到的净土，我们凡夫也见不到，好，是这样提。但是大家会不会觉得很奇怪，那为什么我们会提人间净土，跟之前好像为什么有一点不一样？讲到净土好像都在别的地方，他方佛国，或者要不然在天界都算内院，或者未来弥勒佛来到人间的时候才有真正的人间净土。这个是这么说有没有矛盾呢？其实后面就会知道了，没有矛盾的。那大家知道佛陀为什么要来人间分享佛法？上次有讲嘛，刚刚也有讲到，菩萨是靠他的愿力来成就一个净土， 然后来成熟众生。那佛陀是不是也做这件事呢？因为所有菩萨都做这件事，成佛都要做这件事，那佛陀也是这么做的。所以佛陀他来人间，佛陀的本怀是什么？他就是看到我们人类怎么样面临生老病死这些苦痛还有烦恼，所以呢发了悲愿，然后去出家修道，一直到悟道之后再把他正悟道的佛法来分享给我们人间。所以其佛陀是非常人性化的圣人。佛陀是非常人性化的圣人，佛的身教和言教都是为了要净化我们的人心和净化社会。
So last time, let's recap. Last time we talked about four types of pure land. The first is pure land in human realm. The second is pure land in heaven realm. The third is Buddhism pure land. And the fourth is pure land in your mind. Even though we talk about pure land in human realm, we talk about there's this pure land in the vulture peak in India. But even though we talk about these, we talk about they're in some other places. For example, the vulture peak, only the Buddha is able to observe it. We as ordinary sentient beings cannot see. And another type of human realm pure land is the Maitreya Buddha pure land. And Maitreya Buddha is in Tusita, heaven realm right now, and in the very far, far future, he will come. And until then, the human realm will, when he comes, the human realm will become pure land. So, is there a contradiction in this? We talk about pure land in human realm, then we also talk about all these human realm pure land are far, far away, or we cannot observe it. So let's go back to Buddha's original wish, his original mind, why he come to this Saha world, why he come to this human realm. So his original wish is to help all human beings, help them to get away from the suffering of living, aging, sickness, and death. And, he wants to share what he learned and his enlightenment mind with the human realm. So in that regard, Buddha is a very humanitarian saint. He uses his body, mind, and behavior and words to purify human mind and society.
好，那所以其实佛陀呢，教化的环境主要是在哪里？在我们人间。也以什么为主要对象？虽然我们讲有几道众生，
六道，
但主要是对谁？对我们人说法，这是佛陀出世的本怀，慈悲救度众生。好，所以佛都是在人间成佛的，那成佛一定是在人间行菩萨道，救苦救难，受苦受难才成佛的。
So, following this thought, the main environment, the major audience of Buddha's teaching is us, is human beings. Even though we say there are six different realms, but human realms is the major audience, major object of Buddha's teaching. And all the Buddha, they become Buddha after they come to human realm. Before they attain Buddhahood, they have to practice Bodhisattva path in human realm and deliver sentient beings from sufferings.
好，所以大家觉得会不会很有亲切感？
有
有希望，对不对？是因为在人间，什么成佛的，啊，也会经历什么受苦受难，然后最后才会什么救苦救难，哈。
So do you feel very hopeful that Buddha have to come to human realm? They also need to go through sufferings in order to help sentient beings from sufferings.
好，所以能够身为人就非常什么，很可贵的哈。大家有感觉到吗？
有。
佛经上有一个譬喻，就是什么？有一个什么？瞎了眼的海龟，很长寿，然后都在海里面，然后经过100年才会怎么样浮出海面，然后呢海面上刚好漂流一个浮木，然后中间刚好有一个孔，那要刚好海龟浮出水面，然后刚好头伸出那个浮木的孔，这样的几率高不高？不高。那佛陀说我们身为人比这个几率还什么还难得的意思。
So we talk about becoming born as a human being is a very special and precious thing. There's this metaphor in the sutra that there's this blind sea turtle, and he lives in the sea, and he, float on the water every 100 years, and he happened to come across this wood that have a hole in it, and the sea turtle put the head in the wood, and it is very statistically very rare for this to happen. And the sutra says in order for a human being to be born into this world, it is rarer, it is more rare for us to be born as human.
好，那这样的感觉呢，所以我们常常在佛经上不断地提醒我们什么人生难得，然后呢佛法很难闻，为什么？只有人是最难得能够学佛的，所以一切众生都可以成佛，但是六道中只有人真的能够什么发菩提心行菩萨行的，所以常常一直告诉我们人是最好的什么道器，就最好的修行的一个法器，所以人生里头佛性功德在人生里头最发达，所以人才能够学佛而成佛。
So we talk about how precious it is to be born as human and how rare it is to hear about Buddha Dhamma. Even though we talk about six realms, among the six realms, the human realm is the best suited for practicing. We say human body is the best Dhamma body for practicing Buddhism.
所以大家能够坐在这里听闻佛法容易吗？
不容易。
那大家觉得要什么条件才可以坐在这里？除了什么刚刚讲的至少要身为什么为人之外呢？还有呢？什么原因你们可以出现在这里？什么原因你们不可以出现在这里听法？大家要不要想一想？哈？
要有善根，要有福德，
善根福德因缘指的是什么？
修行。
六道众生里头。大家想想，如果是别道众生有什么困难？ 如果在三恶道地狱恶鬼畜生，他为什么很难修学佛法？
地狱道的已经太苦了，他都没有办法出来，
他
也出不来。
是不是菩萨分享到地狱道已经怎么样，太苦了，他没有时间，光受苦都来不及，所以有一个叫形容叫无间地狱，就是那个苦是没有间断的。那一个人很痛苦而且没间断的时候，有办法来听吗？我们身为人，如果遇到很痛苦的时候，不管身体心理很痛苦的时候，有办法安坐在这边听法吗？没有齁，这是地狱道。那恶鬼道呢？恶鬼道是面临什么？肚子饿，对不对？好，饥渴交迫。所以如果大家真的饿到没有体力，连走路都没办法从家里走来，那能来到这儿吗？也没办法嘛。这是用我们自己来比况，当然是恶鬼道是比我们更困难的，然后因为他，我们看到他可能连我们不要的东西，什么痰啊粪便，这些都让他们为了争得一口，他都怎么样，要用抢的，所以是这么的怎么样痛苦的。好，所以恶鬼道也很难修学佛法。那再想想畜生道呢？畜生道可不可以修学佛法？
有的可以，聪明的
他能听懂法我们跟他讲佛法吗？
曾经的可以，
比例基本非常难啊，齁，因为投生畜生道多数过去就是嘛，愚痴会到畜生道，所以也很难去发展。所以畜生道不仅是这一方面，还有主要是什么？畜生道常常要面临被什么？宰杀吗？那么恐，就是从小养到大，可能就是等着被什么宰杀嘛。所以是面临常常会被宰杀的那种恐惧，所以畜生道也没办法来修学佛法。好，这是三个恶道的部分。那再想想六道里还有什么？
天人。
那天人照理说福报很好，那又为什么不行呢？
太快乐，没有时间想到苦，没有空，没想到要休息。
太快乐了，对不对？沉溺于他这个快乐的生活，他没有想到快乐之后会有什么
苦
的生活，所以他怎么样？不想，没机会来修学佛法哦，这是天。那还有呢？
阿修罗
有什么状况？
太生之气啊，男人太生气，女人太
贪。哦，就是也很有福报，但是就是什么，很爱生气，所以一天到晚在天上跟什么
天人
在
战斗。
我都忙着大战斗跟生气，有办法好好静下心来听闻佛法吗？好，当然我们也要想想，如果我们在这种状态的时候，如果我们常常在生气，一天到晚念头在生气，能够来好好听闻佛法吗？
不行。
就相对你就我们自己就很难来熏习佛法嘛，齁，这个是指天阿修罗。所以这样讲起来，太苦能不能修行？比较困难修行。然后太快乐呢，也不好修行。所以为什么人这么特别？
苦乐啊，有苦有乐，
苦又没有苦到你没有办法哈，快乐哈又不到让你忘记，因为什么？中间有掺杂，有苦又有乐。好，痛苦的时候会想到赶快精进来修学佛法，最近业障比较重，然后好像人际关系各方面都很不顺遂，就想，会想到说，对齁，人间还蛮多苦事的，所以会想到修行。那快乐也不会快乐到忘记，所以人间就是这样殊胜。简单讲就是 最适合修学佛法的地方就在人间，而且是善趣中的善趣，连天人天啊都会羡慕要来人间什么听法的，第四天也很羡慕人要来人间听闻佛法。好，
So why do we say human realm is best suited for Buddha Dharma, for hearing about Buddha Dharma? Let's examine the six realms in Buddhism. We have the three lower realms, the hell realm, the hungry ghost realm, and the animal realm. And then we have the three higher realms, the heaven realm, the human realm, the asura realm. So let's examine the three lower realms first. So why is the hell realm very hard for practice?Because when we talk about hell realm, there's a word we use, it says no cessation hell realm. So the beings in hell realm, they are in non-stop sufferings in hell because of retribution. And when you're in endless suffering, it is very hard for you to have the leisure to learn about Buddhism. And the secondrealm is the hungry ghost realm. So if we use a metaphor, if you don't have breakfast this morning, don't have food for a while, then you don't even have the power, the energy to come and learn about Buddhism. And this is just a metaphor for beings in hungry ghost realm. They're very in huge pain. They areAlways fighting for food, for the food that humans don't like mucus or other things. They are keeping fighting for these things and they're super hungry, so they don't have the time to learn about Buddha Dharma. And then we come to animal realm.Animal realm, so what's the obstruction there? So first of all, a lot of beings, they go to animal realm because in previous life, they are obstructed by ignorance. So it is very hard for them to understand Buddha teaching. And secondly, for beings in animal realms, they are in constantly danger of being killed. So it is very hard.For animal beings to learn about Buddha Dharma. So we talked about these three lower realms. How about the three higher realms? So we have the heaven realm. And the heaven realm, why does the beings there is not...not learning from Dharma? Because they are too happy. They didn't even have the chance to think about, I might suffer later. What about the next realm, the Asura realm? So the Asura is a sort of heavenly being but they keep fighting all the time. They are in the war with all those other heavenly beings. So they are angry all the time and they have no chance to learn about Buddhism. But if we think about ourselves, if we are angry all the time, then it is hard for us to practice Buddhism. Hence, it is very, for human realm is the most suitable place for practice.
好，所以大家这样听了哈，为什么要从我们这个角度来思维哈？就是我们唯有知道自己的人生很困难之后，才会珍惜我们现在身为人这个本位本分上是非常难得的，才会对哦修学佛法，哇，我们能修学佛法这么难得，才会珍惜哈。那所以大家有。能够来到这边基本上就克服了我们提到的八种八难，八也叫八难啊，八种什么修学佛法的困难。刚刚讲了地狱恶鬼畜生 没办法修学佛法。天呢，刚提到是欲界的天是享乐，没办法修来修学佛法。可是像修禅定的怎么样？定乐，我们讲升到长寿天，吼，然后时间很长，寿命五百劫，可是他都在禅定里面，没办法生智慧，那这样子呢，也没办法来修学佛法，吼，这是其中一个困难。还有呢，上次有讲到北居卢州，有印象吗？叫人间的净土，那边呢，寿命长不长？很长，寿命一千年，好，各种什么生活的条件都很好，但唯独有一件事是，我们不会想要去北居卢州的。大家知道什么原因吗？那里没有佛法，你看不到佛法生三宝，没有佛，然后也没办法听闻佛法，也看不到任何出家众。所以北居卢州虽然各种物质条件都很好，就是什么，对修学佛法而言的人不会认为那个是什么一个好的地方，反而是一个什么有障难的地方。好，好。
So why the reason we go to deep examining of this different realms is we want to understand how precious human life is, and we cherish it. So another concept Fa Shi went over is the Buddhism concept of eight difficulties. These involve the eight difficulties in practicing Buddhism. So some of the difficulties we talk about: difficulty to practice in hell realm, difficulty to practice in the realm of hungry ghosts, difficulty of practice in the realm of animals. And there are other types, difficulty of practice in heaven, and then there's difficulty of practice in the realm of long life. So for example, there are a lot of beings, heavenly beings, they are good at meditation, and they are in this joy of samadhi forever, and they are in this heavenly realm of long life. But they are so happy, they are in this, they live one life of 500 kalpas. But they just never thought about learning about Buddhism. And there's also this example of Norse Sumer area. They're in this remote area, and they have a lot of material gains and very rich in materials, but they don't learn about Buddhism. There are no Buddha, Sangha, Dharma. You don't see Sangha there. And for Buddhists, this place is a difficulty. It's a difficult place to learn about Buddhism.
好，那就算好有佛法兴盛了，好，然后呢也来到这里了，但如果讲的都没办法听懂，这样能吸收吗？那什么状况下没办法？我们要靠什么？现在讲靠什么？靠耳朵听，然后靠什么？眼睛看，还有靠什么？还有心嘛，哦，心。哎，所以如果是我们的六根不具，哦，尤其是什么盲聋音哑，这样修学佛法就有困难，哦啊，还有一种就是怎么样，各方面条件都很好，头脑也很聪明，然后呢偏偏对什么佛法很排斥，就是不接受佛教，哦，佛法，这种叫四智变聪，虽然聪明没有智慧，不像诸位菩萨来到这边，所以这样的人也没有办法有修学佛法 也是对修学佛法而言也是一种障碍啊。
So we talked about five difficulties. Let's examine the other ones. And the sixth one is when beings have, they don't have the whole sentient organs, sense organs. For example, blind people or people who are deaf. So we sense the world with our six sense organs and also including our mind. And for beings that are unfortunately don't have these, this is one difficulty for them to learn about Buddhism. And the seventh difficulty is the attachment and satisfaction with secular knowledge. We know people that are very smart and they are content with secular knowledge. They just don't want to hear about Buddhism teachings. And for them, we consider it an obstruction to learn about Buddhism.
好，那最后一个呢，就是我们各方面条件啊，身为人，然后五根具足了，来到这边，那结果我们出生的时代是怎么样？没有佛的时候，那也怎么样？没有办法，好、哦，佛前或佛后，就是完全没有哈、啊，没有见佛闻法的机会了，好、哦，那就是根本就没有机会来好好修学佛法了。
And the eighth difficulty is for human beings that they exist, they are born in a period before a Buddha's birth or after the Buddha is gone. And it is very hard for these people to practice Buddhism.
好，那还有我们身为人有什么殊胜的地方？还有一个是什么？诸佛世尊皆出人间，非由天而得也。因为佛都在哪里成佛？人间成佛。刚刚讲佛说法给谁听啊？给人听，所以人听闻佛法的机会就比较多啦。好、哦，所以当人的殊胜在这儿。
So, another good.Opportunity for us is for Mahayana Buddhism, all the Buddha, they attain Buddhahood in the human realm. So in human realm, we have the most opportunity to hear about Buddha Dharma.
好，那再来想想，我们人有什么修学佛法的优点吗？我们人跟其他动物有没有差别？差在哪里？哈？文字语言，所以人叫什么？哈？灵性高等动物，高等在人会怎么样？好、哦，会思考。还有呢？见闻觉知，比较怎么样？敏锐也比较强，对不对？会思考，也会推理，也会什么？还会记忆。记忆能力特别强，因为这种能力，所以呢，容易生什么开发智慧，这是我们人的特点。那还有一个特点，其实有三个特点呢，哈，一个叫做什么意念胜，一个叫什么泛行胜，一个叫勤勇胜。刚刚讲的是叫意念胜，哈，容易让我们利于我们增长智慧的记忆思考力，哈。还有一个是什么？泛行是圣，泛代表什么意思？清净的意思。我们人有一个很难得的特质，就是我们人有惭愧心、惭耻之心啊，这是我们人特别有的。那你说，如果是一般的动物，没有这种心吗？我们人有惭耻之心，所以我们看到好的会想要什么？好好来学习，见贤思齐。可是看到不好，我们也会怎么样？我们也会觉得我们有做错事，对不对？会不会？ 我们人都有这个特质，这是就是我们修行可以修学佛法的一个优点。好，那第三个叫做什么？勤勇慎，就是我们人有那个坚忍的意志力，要完成一个目标，愿意为了目标怎么样持续的往那个目标迈进。所以难行能行，难忍能忍，这也是我们人的一个什么优点。
So, besides the fact that human realm is suitable for Buddha practicing, our human beings, we have a lot of traits or characters that are beneficial for learning about Buddha Dharma. But there are three benefits. First, human beings are especially good at memorizing. We're called Homo sapiens. We are good at logical thinking. We are very agile in learning about things. So this is very beneficial for learning about Buddha Dharma. And second, we as human beings are very good at practicing pure Dharma practice. We are motivated to practice. Because it is very precious. We have this idea, we feel shame and we feel guilt. And if we see virtuous people, we think about learning from them. If we see immoral act, we think we have shame or guilt for ourselves. And the third trait we have is we're especially good at persisting and working hard at the goal and tolerate the heart to tolerate and act on the heart to act.
所以我们人有这个特质，那我们是由人生而修学成佛，所以呢佛菩萨他们一定有没有这些特质？有，就是比我们多多多了。好，
So since Bodhisattvas, they come from human realm, they become Buddha, they attain Buddhahood in human realms, do they have these traits? Of course they do, but they have these way more than us.
如果我们呢已经得到人生，还不想好好利用这个人生来修学佛法的话，那真的太可惜了。所以我们心里一定要有常常思维，如果我们这一辈子没有好好来修学佛法，错过了这一生就怎么样，万劫难复，可以这样说，因为太难得了。
So it is very precious for we to get this human being, this body, and we should reflect on ourselves very often. If we don't use this time, use this precious life to practice Buddha Dharma, then it is a pity. Because once we miss this chance, it is after 10,000 kalpas, we might not be able to have the same opportunity again.
好，那我们之前有提过，净土是佛菩萨是靠愿力成就净土，那我们凡夫是靠什么？我们常常几乎如果没有修行，就是业力，业力在创造一生一生我们相应这个环境。这个是我们跟佛菩萨不同的点，在于什么？愿力。好，佛菩萨的慈悲愿力跟我们不一样，但是我们跟佛菩萨有同样的特质，刚刚讲嘛，由人而成佛。但是由人而成佛，我们就在学习从凡转圣，就是在学习这个慈悲愿力去救度众生，这样的心来渐渐成就净土。
So, we talked about for our us ordinary sentient beings, we go through one life after another because of karmas, because our retribution of our actions, versus Bodhisattva and Buddhas, they go through one life after another because of their vow their compassionate vows to deliver and help sentient beings. That's the difference. But as we just mentioned, human beings have the same character, the special traits that Bodhisattva has. So if we try to make compassionate vows, it is this pivotal compassionate vow that help us to change from ordinary sentient beings to saint, to Bodhisattvas.
所以师父创就是提出什么人间净土这个主张呢，其实不是自己师父自己发明的，是什么？佛陀早就在做这件事嘛。好，我们的理念是什么？提升人的品质，建设人间净土。其实佛陀早就在做这样事，那师父是追什么？跟佛陀还有古代的古圣先贤一样走着这一条路，好，来创建人间净土，好，提出这个理念。那是从什么？除了佛陀之外，古圣先贤之外，还有什么？近代大家最常听到的就是什么？太虚大师，好，提出人间净土。还有呢，师父的师父东出扰人，对不对？提出人生佛教。那应顺导师提出什么？人间佛教。大家这看这三个都有相同的字是什么？是人，好，是人。但是为什么提人生呢？为什么提人生佛教？他特别强调生，为什么？他这个是有时代因缘，就是那个在宋明以后到近代，怎么佛法衰微，所以对佛法没有正确的认识，认为佛法是怎么样？知道佛法一般就觉得就劝人为善啊，或者就是怎么样吃素拜拜啊，吼，然后要不就是觉得是什么？为死人什么诵经，所以他叫是死人的佛教，不是活人的佛教，就是那个背景。所以要特别强调是什么？人生佛教，哦，是人所用，不是鬼的宗教，哦，也不是死人的宗教，哦，是人为主的。
So last time we talked about Shifu's main idea for Damodar Mountain, as shown in the calligraphy here, is to enhance humans' qualities and create pure land in human realm. And these are not his own inventions. He followed suit of the saints and the venerable masters from the past. So first of all, we have Bodhisattvas we just mentioned, their compassionate vows. And secondly, we have Venerable Master Taishu and Venerable Master Dongchu, which is our Shifu's Shifu. And the third one is Venerable Ingshun. And they both come up with idea of, they all come up with idea of pure land in the human realm. For example, they come up with, Master Dongchu mentioned this Buddhism in human life, and also Master Taishu mentioned pure land in human realm. And why we see human in all their thoughts, so why do they emphasize these? Because in the recent decades, Buddhism has declined a little bit in China. Because when people mention Buddhism, what do they think about? They think about, oh, just teaching people to be nice to people, teaching people to be vegetarian, and it's this religion for dead people. But actually, Buddhism is, they want to emphasize that Buddhism is the religion for a living human. So that's why they emphasize human life Buddhism.
所以刚提不是鬼的宗教，那相对也不是神的宗教。好，有一种观念，做好事上天堂，做坏事下地狱，是用威胁利诱的方式。好，这个是属于神的。那佛教呢？相不相信有鬼神？相信，但是不会，是相信有鬼神，但是不会以鬼神的。鬼神有什么特别 ？Super power， 是大家菩萨讲的，对了嘛？鬼一般讲有什么灵异的力量，是不是？神通的力量，这个都不是正信的佛教的重点。好。
And since we talk about that, there's this misunderstanding that Buddhism is the religion for dead people.Or for ghosts. We also want to clarify the common misunderstanding that Buddhism is the religion for heavenly beings, for lords. There are, you know, other religions that emphasize that if you do good things, you go to the heaven. If you do bad things, you go to the hell. And these are not what we emphasize in Buddhism. In Buddhism, we believe there are ghosts and there are heavenly beings. But we don't want to emphasize, we believe they have superpower. But the emphasis is not on these powers. The emphasis is on the compassionate vows.
所以也因为这样，这几位大师提出的呢，最终就是以人为什么基本，推广佛法，以人为主。那佛法的功能最重要的也是来帮助人，从我们内心去开发我们的慈悲跟智慧，然后为人间带来和谐幸福的，这才是佛法真正的功能，也是正信的佛教。
So, the real Buddhism, it is based on human beings, and we want to emphasize the mind of a human being and try to enhance the compassionate qualities and the wisdom in human beings, and that's the real, the true Buddhism.
好，所以过去的人希望死了以后升天或到佛国净土。是很少人去讲到人间净土的。那师父为什么要跟这几位一直在提这个人间净土呢？那可以来看一下。
So in the past, the human being, they always talk about, oh, I want to go to heaven after I pass away, or I want to go to Buddhism Pure Land after I pass away. There are very few people who mention Pure Land in human realm. So why does Shifu emphasize Pure Land in human realm?
好，大家知道师父成长的过程，自己就经历了那样的什么年代。所以师父也因为经历那样的年代，师父而发愿。好，师父在少年的时候是因为客诵老师的启发，那师父体会到佛法这些经典是给谁用的？是给人用的。好，为人解救人间的苦恼讲出来的，不是只有给死人用，是超度亡灵才诵经的。哦，那时候师父自己有体会，体会什么？大家都知道这一句，佛法这样的好，知道的人这样的少， 误解的人这样的多，这是因为师父身历其境感受到的。
So, we want to go back to, reflect on, Shifu when, he was younger. And, so there's this, story that he, get this idea from his, Shifu, his masters. And they mentioned that, Buddha have these classics, these sutras, in order to help sentient beings, to help human beings out of their suffering. These sutras are not just for dead people or dead ghosts, and, you know, in order for them to go to better realms. And that's when he understands, that's when Shifu understands, and he mentioned this famous quote that a lot of us knows. Buddha Dharma is so precious, yet there are so few people understand Buddha Dharma, and there are so many people misunderstand Buddha Dharma.
也因为这样，所以师父就发愿要什么？尽量的来学习佛法，把知道的佛法分享给别人。
And that's why, that's when the Shifu started his compassionate vows, that he will try his best to learn about Buddha Dharma and share what he knows with others.
好，那等到师父年纪渐渐长大，师父看到了什么？当时中国佛教的一些问题存在很久了，包括出家众的世俗化，还有呢修行法门的刚刚讲的鬼神化，那信众呢庸俗化，然后把佛法当作什么学问研究，比较有知识的就当学问研究，变成学术化的佛法，那这些都不是什么没办法普及人间，净化人心，净化社会。
So, as Shifu grows and he discovered all the problems at his time with Chinese Buddhism world, so there are a couple problems he mentioned. For example, the monastic, they are becoming more and more secular. And as we mentioned above, the Dharma methods become more and more superstitious, and the audience, the Buddhism audience become more and more vulgar. And there's also this problem, this trend of putting Buddhism in academia world as a research object. It becomes academic Buddhism. And that's not good. That's not good for popularizing Buddhism, to purify people's mind and purify the society.
就是因为以上种种的现象，所以当时佛教给人的印象不是迷信就是消极的。
So that's why, during Shifu's time, the Buddhism give people two types of misunderstandings. It is either too superstitious or it is too passive.
所以师父在这样的状况下，师父又发愿了。师父发愿什么？急需要做正要人做的事，我来吧。师父那时候发愿，也就是因为带着这样的愿心，开始怎么样很精进用功的修学佛法，包括去闭关，到日本留学，还有到什么各国，包括欧美各国怎么样去弘扬佛法，那最后在台湾成立了什么法鼓山这个团体。
So that's when Shifu see all these problems, he made this compassionate vows. He said, the things that are urgent that needs to be done, let me do it. And with this compassionate vow, he tried his best to learn about Buddhism. He go retreat in mountains, and he go studying abroad in Japan, and then he come to US and Europe to popularize, to teach about Buddhism. And then he come back to Taiwan to contribute. And that's when he created the Dharma Drum Mountain, this community.
好，所以如果我们脱离我们人的本位来讲佛法也好，研究佛学也好，来信仰宗教也好，都不是什么我们现在所提倡的生活化的佛法，还有什么人性化的佛学，然后呢人间化的佛教。
So if we forget about this human basis of Buddhism, if we just study about the Buddhism and we separate the human as its basis, then it is not correct. Buddhism should be deep rooted in the human realm.
好，那请问师父这样发愿，一直到现在，这个愿还要不要持续下去？要，因为没有多数的人都正确认识了正信的佛教，对不对？
So, 师父 after 师父 making this compassionate vow, is it important for us to maintain it, to let it continue? Because without us to continue, we can't have the true Buddhism to continue.
所以诸位菩萨来加入什么法鼓山这个团体，是不是跟师父发一样的愿？是啊，因为会来就至少会不会提升自己的品质？
会
啊，然后呢会不会去帮助别人，也认识正信的佛教，所以也是有发这样的愿心相应才会来到这里。所以诸佛菩萨用他的愿力建设净土，最终是要做什么？接引相应的众生来生他的净土。所以法鼓山这个团体，诸位菩萨一定是有觉得相应的地方才会来到这个团体，所以也是表示诸位菩萨是带着共同的什么愿心来做这件事的哦。
So, in order for you to come here to listen, you also make the same vow that Shifu make, or at least your compassionate vows corresponds with Shifu's vows. Because in order to come here, you're passionate about enhancing your qualities, and you're passionate about helping people, and you have this compassionate vows to together purify and build this pure land.
好，接下来我们看，我们提到的人间净土有没有经典的依据呢？是有的哈。好，有什么依据呢？我们最常听到的是什么？维摩诘经，好，佛果品有提到什么？依佛智慧，则能看到，则见，则能见此佛土清净；不依佛慧，故见此土为不净耳。若人心净，便见此土功德庄严。啊，这是维摩经的佛果品。好，这是人间净土的其中一个经教的依据。
So let's talk about the sutra, the reference we have in classics about Pure Land and Human Realm. The first that are most familiar to us is the Vimalakirti Sutra. In the chapter of Buddhism Pure Land, it talks about If observing this land with Buddha's wisdom, then you can perceive the pureness in this Buddhism pure land. If observing this land without Buddha's wisdom, then you will observe the defilement in this land. If the human being's mind is pure, then they can observe the pureness and dignity in this Buddhism pure land.
好，另外在一切的大圣经典都要我们发起无上的菩提心，普遍救度众生。好，这个就是所有大圣经典都有提到的哈。那其中举出《大品般若经》，好，有提到成熟有情、庄严国土。如果能够发起搭备愿心，就可以体会到我们这个世界呢，就是诸佛普度众生的净土。
So all the Mahayana Buddhism sutra, let us cultivate our Buddhi mind in order to help all the sentient beings. In this Mahayana sutra, I searched its Sanskrit name. It's Pankavi Satisa Prajana Paramita Sutra. So it talks about, so let sentient beings grow and mature in their practice, and that way we can purify and dignify Buddhism Pure Land. So if we let every being, if we are able to let them cultivate their compassionate vows, then this land is a pure land where all the Buddha and Bodhisattvas deliver sentient beings.
好，另外禅宗也有提到，这里少个字，六祖慧能大师呢提到的佛法在世间不离什么世间觉，还有宋朝的永明延寿大师提到的什么一念相应一念佛，念念相应念念佛。
So and also, if we go to the Chan school, we can find the reference that provide basis for Pure Land in human realm. For example, the sixth patriarch, Venerable Huineng, mentioned that Buddhism is in this world and in worldly perceptions. And we have this Venerable Yanshou, and in Song Dynasty, he mentioned, if one thought corresponds to Buddha mind, then you attain Buddhahood in that instance. If every thought corresponds to Buddha's mind, then you attain Buddhahood in every instant.
所以说佛法是心法，那如果我们能练习心不随环境转的话呢，就能够让境随我们的心转，面对我们人间的所有现象，我们会豁然开朗，比较不会受到环境的困扰，然后呢自害害人，然后就能过得健康快乐。
So that's why we say Buddha Dharma is the Dharma of one's mind. It's the method of mind. If we can practice Buddha Dharma, if we can practice not to let our mind be moved by the environment, but rather let the environment be moved by our mind, and then we will see a better world and we live a healthy and happier life and not be trapped, be troubled by the environment around us.
好，所以五圣所有的教法都是我们人间净土的依据，这怎么说呢？比如说人天圣的我们会修什么？五戒十善还有禅定，大家我们有没有修这些？有啊，所以才有受什么 三规五戒啊，那有没有学禅修？有啊，禅修不是只有打坐吗？刚刚讲的心练习，一念清净，一念不随境转，就在学习，也是在禅修练习禅定法门。所以呢，如果我们在现生之中可以获得这些修行，包括布施累积福德的快乐，其实就能获得到安定安全的喜悦，这样是不是人和天国净土的现前？是，所以它是人间净土的其中一个依据。
So we talked about the reference, the basis we find in sutras and classics, but if we find all the in-world and out-of-world teaching, for example, categorize all the teachings in five different vehicles, and we are able to find reference and basis for Pure Land in human realm. For example, we have this human and heavenly realm. We talk about practice the method of five precepts and 10 virtuous acts. The five precepts is no killing, no robbery, no wrong words, no sexual misconduct, no intoxication. And so these are very worldly cultivating blessing teachings. And by practicing these, we are able to feel the happiness of giving and sharing of a virtuous life. And we attain joy and calm in the current life. And that's why we attain this this pure land in current human realm.
好，那再来看声闻缘觉圣的修行什么法门，解脱的法门，就是我们常常师父会提到修学菩萨道，除了发什么菩提心，也要有什么心？出离心，就是解脱法门。那有37道品，就是一种修学智慧最后能够达到涅槃境界的种种修行方法。简单讲，如果我们借由修这种解脱法门的方法，能够让我们烦恼的心转成什么解脱自在的圣人的心的话呢，其实这时候就可以体会到什么五不还天的清净心。上次我们讲到五不还天有没有，是其中一种什么净土？天国净土。所以这也是什么人间净土的依据。
So we talked about two of the five different vehicles in teaching, the human and heavenly vehicle. Another vehicle is this Southeastern Asian Theravada, the Hinayana Buddhism. We have the vehicle of Svaka and Pratyeka Buddha. And what Hinayana Buddhism emphasizes is this mind of stopping the suffering, of cessation of suffering, and path leading to cessation of suffering. And they have a lot of teachings. They have the Four Noble Truths. They have the different meditation method. And with this is the method of stopping the suffering to realize that life is suffering. And by practicing all these meditation methods, you will eventually attain nirvana. And one of the fruit you get, one of the attainment you get, is to go into this heavenly realm and have this pure mind in this heavenly realm. And this is also a basis for Pure Land in human realm.
好，那接下来就是什么菩萨圣。菩萨圣最重要是发什么菩提心。那初发心时变成正觉，这个初发心指的是菩提心。 菩提心是怎么样的心呢？利益众生的心。所以我们要把众生看作是菩萨的福田，所以菩萨要成就菩萨行，必须在众生群中，不能离开众生。离开众生，我们是没办法发展我们的慈悲心的。好，所以如果我们看到周遭所有菩萨，不管是顺的或逆行的菩萨，都是什么？都是诸上善人，因为他最终是要帮助我们什么？成佛的，开展我们的慈悲心和智慧心的。当我们有这样的智慧去面对所有众生的话，我们就会觉得这里是人间净土，因为都是诸上善人在这边。
So now we look at the Bodhisattva vehicle, the Bodhisattva path, and we have the saying that once you have your original Bodhi vows, you attain enlightenment.And that is to emphasize the importance of having the compassionate vows. And once you have the Bodhi mind, we have this saying that all the sentient beings are the ground we plant and cultivate our blessings. If we bear this in mind, having this compassionate mind in daily life,we will see everyone around us, whether we like them or maybe dislike them a little bit. And we will see them as virtuous people to help us cultivate our blessings.
好，我们刚刚提到的这个是属于我们上次有提到哈，成就净土，我们成佛的路径有两条，大家还记得吗？一条叫做什么？一行道，就是什么？念佛法门这个方便的道，就是往生净土。另外一条叫做什么？难行道，就是自力圣道法门，是菩萨什么？修六度万行，历经什么？三七百劫这样来成就的，这个是走什么庄严净土这个路线。好。
So, sorry, I just want to mention I missed one point, once you see everyone, you like or dislike around you as blessings, then you will see the human realm as pure land. And so, I should talk about, there are two ways that you go to Pure Land. One is, make the vow, and after you pass away, you go to Pure Land. And the second way is you dignify and purify the Pure Land.
但是这两个净土，不管往生净土或庄严净土，最终都要什么？它的成就净土的条件，就是在我们修行菩萨的因位时，这两个净土的因行是相同的。
So, these two methods, they share the same cause. The method of going to Pure Land after pass away, or dignify and purify the Pure Land.
所以，就算我们选择要往生西方极乐世界的话呢，这个净土的话，它要累积资粮要在哪边就做了，在人间，那人间就要做建设人间净土，种种的什么资粮来累积我们的功德。好，这个是连往生佛果净土也是要具备，要在人间就要什么修行建设人间净土。
So these are two methods, but they have the same cause. Because in order to go to Western Pure Land, Amidava's possessing happiness Pure Land after we passed away, in current life, we need to dignify and purify the Pure Land in the human realm. And what we do is to accumulate the blessing, accumulate the travel stipends to go to Western Pure Land.
所以我们看一下那个净土的经典，有三部经最长，净土三经有提到，像观无量寿佛经，它是叫十六什么观经，它是教禅定法门的。那也有提到什么三福业、持戒什么修福发菩提心，这些都是从五圣共法一直到成佛的必修条件。那阿弥陀经呢，念佛到一心不乱也是禅定的法门。这种种还有无量寿经提到什么，就算只要十念乃至一念，只要发愿往生也能如愿，这种种都是什么跟修学刚刚讲的自力圣道的法门是一样的，都要累积这种种的什么福德资粮的、哦、所以以修净土法门求生西方极乐世界呢，虽然我们没办法，就连全部佛法如果你没办法，我们自己没办法全部都圆满，但是就算一声佛号有想到这个佛号的话，这个就是在什么修行自利利他的法门哦。
So let's go to sutras in the school of Pure Land, in the Pure Land school. First sutra is the Amitodhyana Sutra. It talks about 16 observing meditation method. These are all chan methods. And they also talk about three blessing actions. The action of holding precepts, the action of cultivate blessings, and the action of buddhi mind. And the third is we have the Amitabha Buddha Sutra. So if you are able to chant Buddha's name until every mind is pure, then that is a practicing method of chan school. And another... if we as human beings, we are not able to learn about all these sutras, if we think about a Buddha Dharma, if we chant Amitabha Buddha's name, then we're corresponding with Buddha's vows.
好，这种种的其实就是在建设人间净土，刚刚提到的就算是修什么三福业等等的、哦、净土三经也提到这种种的修行资粮也是在建设人间净土，所以我们是现在在建设人间净土，然后呢死后到佛国净土极乐世界，所以是有没有冲突？没有冲突。
So there's really no contradiction here. Every little practice you do, you chant Buddha's name, it is an action to create human Pure Land. So if you purify and dignify Pure Land in human realm in this life, and then after you pass away, you go to Western Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, there's no contradiction in these two things.
好，那我们要怎么来？简单讲，我们还没成佛之前要先把人做好，还没到西方净土之前呢，我们就要做好关怀人间社会的工作。
So that's why before we attain Buddhahood, we want to be a good human being. Before we go to Western Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, we need to purify the current society in human realm that we live in.
好，那讲这么多，怎么来建设人间净土？ 在大圣经常常提到说，只要我们人的心念什么净化，然后呢行为净化，就可以体验到这个世界就是什么佛国净土。透过重建心灵和改变行为来建设人间净土。
So we talked a lot about the basis, the theoretical possibility of Pure Land in human realm. So how do we create the Pure Land in human realm? And if we examine the Mahayana Sutra, we'll be able to see that if we purify people's mind and behavior, then we can feel this current world we live in is Buddhism Pure Land. So in order to create Pure Land in human realm, we want to enhance, we want to recreate our mind and behavior.
好，那我们有提到说成佛做的两件事是严禁佛土，还有什么成熟众生，这两个条件要具足。那请问一下，我们师父提的建设人间净土呢，是先建好人间净土，还是先成熟友情？觉得是先建净土的举手。没有人举手。觉得是先成熟众生的举手。哦，比较多人，为什么？其实师父提到建设人间净土，有讲心净国土净，对不对？但是我们凡夫要一下子心清净，断烦恼，然后得解脱，容不容易？不容易。所以师父提的不是这种的，不是我们现在做不到的，而是叫做刚刚讲到大般若经跟什么维摩诘经，它是菩萨所累积的功德，都是什么净土的因行要做的事。那菩萨净土是怎么是两边同时做，又什么又成熟众生的同时，他可以体会到净土，渐渐往成就净土的完成，往那条路走了。所以是右边什么成熟众生，右边净土慢慢建设，逐步一起起来的，所以应该是主要是先什么用佛法利益众生，成熟有情，然后渐渐另外一个净人间净土慢慢成完成，还没完成，是往这个方向前进。
So we talk about the two aspects of Bodhisattva's work. One is to create the Pure Land, create Buddhism Pure Land. And the second is to let sentient beings grow and mature in their practice. So Fa Shi asked, when Shifu mentioned create Pure Land in human realm, what is Shifu trying to do first? To create the Pure Land first, or to let the sentient being grow and mature in their practice first? And our Bodhisattva, they agree that, a lot of them agree that Shifu want to let the sentient beings grow and mature in their practice first. And like our all the Mahayana sutras we mentioned, a lot of Bodhisattvas, their blessings, the causes, is their, they want to let the sentient beings to grow and purify their mind, and eventually they will be able to create a pure land, because once their mind is purified, the land is pure.
所以请问菩萨是在秽土，我们娑婆世界叫秽土，就是有什么有烦恼浊恶是这样的环境，是在这样环境修行， 还是在净土修行？菩萨绝对是在秽土中修行，因为秽土才有什么跟众生在一起，才能什么增长自己的福德资粮，是以众生为福田修菩萨行的。
So that's why our human beings are this cultivating ground for bodhisattvas to practice.
所以用佛法利益众生，就可以让我们自己的身心先清净，进而不影响自己的行为清净，再来影响周遭环境，然后进而整个环境清净，这样就可以怎么样成就人间净土。
So for us ordinary sentient beings, we should learn about Buddha Dharma to purify our mind and benefit all the sentient beings around us. And once the sentient beings, their mind are purified around us, the whole environment will be a pure land.
所以提倡这个建设人间净土呢，简单讲可以同时完成，上次讲四种净土的同时完成哪三种？自心净土嘛，心净化，然后呢人间净土，最后是什么？这一辈子圆满之后就是什么？佛国净土。所以应该是同时在完成三种净土。那还有呢，就算是选择我要往生西方净土呢，也一样，那个叫做什么未来的愿景，可是现在的愿景是要做什么？建设自心净土跟什么？积极建设人间净土。
So we mentioned four types of pure land in the beginning and last session, and so Shi Fu's idea of creating pure land in human realm actually covers three different types. The first is the pure land in our own mind, and the second is, of course, the pure land in the human realm. And after, this life is complete, we also go and complete the third type, the pure land in Buddhism, Buddhism pure land. And for some of us who make a vow to go to Western Amitabha's Buddha land, Buddhism pure land, after we pass away, in this current life, since we make the vow, we cover two of them, because one is the pure land in our mind, and one is the current pure land in the human realm.
所以人间净土这个建设呢，师父提的建设人间净土，基本上就是连接了人间净土跟西方净土。
That's why when Shifu had this idea, it connects the concept of pure land in human realm with the concept of pure land in in heavenly realm.
所以我们知道佛陀是慈悲智慧圆满了，所以对佛陀来讲，我们这个地球不是娑婆世界，是什么？佛的净土。但是我们常常随着佛来修学佛法的话，我们只要学一点点就有什么体会自心净土，进而人间净土，一点点也会在我们心中展现，那我们自己体会到，然后渐渐再把我们的分享出去，那就可以改变什么这整个社会，从家庭到社会到整个人间。
So, for Buddha and Bodhisattva, this Saha world is not a default Saha world. It is this pure land in human realm. So for all of us, if we were able to learn about Buddha Dharma and purify our own world, we're able to, purify our own mind, then we will be able to feel the pure land in own mind. And if we share what we learned and we purify and dignify our family, and then in turn our society, and that's when it becomes the pure land in human realm.
好，那我们今天主要是介绍什么？主要是依着经教依据来介绍人间净土，还有讲到人的身为人的可贵。那下次我们还会针对什么如何建设人间净土的什么实际内容，来我们来做更深的来学习。好，谢谢大家。好，
没头发，
祝福大家健康平安快乐。
So next time we will share about more practice content, and thank you everyone for coming.